And someone I'd trust my life with is the tipster of our lifetime, Matt Hill, who'll be calling the game tonight. He's up there in Brizzy at the Gabba for the Collingwood-Brisbane game. If you want to join us on AFL Nation, our coverage gets underway at 6.30. Geraldo will be up there, Jared Waitley and Dermot Brereton. Hello, Matty. How are you?
Timbo, it's lovely to talk to you. It must be a big game. If I got the call up for you guys, it's going to be a beauty. We are up in Brisbane, and I've noticed over the last 48 hours a fair bit of rain up here, but it's a lovely day today, about 28 degrees. So a bit of warmth in the air, and, gee, the heat's on Collingwood.
Just before we jump into that, sorry, Rooch, we didn't get to speak to you last week. We spoke to Brad Johnson. He was absolutely brilliant. You are as well. But we wanted to thank you for your tip in the All-Star Mile. You were all over it.
Yes, Pride of Jenny. Well, what a fascinating race we have on Saturday in the Australian Cup, because she's going to have to extend another 400 metres. I personally don't think she'll do it.
Who wins?
She's only had one crack at 2,000 metres, and I reckon Mr. Brightside might get over the top of her this time around. And we know how strong he is at 2,000 metres in the Cox Plate of last year, just narrowly tipped off there. So I think Mr. Brightside will win the Australian Cup, but it's a fascinating race, and she'll be out in front. She'll be like Vaux Rogue, and she'll have a couple bearing down on her, just like the old Australian Cups of Vaux Rogue and Atalak, etc. It's going to be terrific on Saturday.
Vaux Rogue, was Cyril Small the jockey back in those days?
Absolutely.
Oh, dear.
Yes, yeah, Cyril Small was the jockey. In fact, his son, Braden Small, is coming back from a really, really bad injury. He's a jumps jockey, and lovely to read during the week that Braden's coming back from shocking injuries that were sustained in the jumps for the last couple of years. So, Cyril Small was the jockey of Vaux Rogue, and of course Vic Rail was the trainer.
Yeah. Hey, is Cascadian in that race on the weekend?
He certainly is, because he won the race last year and was fantastic late in the All-Star Mile. So, and he's a bit of a price too. He's about double each way, and I wouldn't be surprised if he was really strong at the end.
Okay, here's my tip. Let's get into the footy, Rich.
So, Matt, it is the grand final rematch, but there's almost a sense that whichever team loses can forget about being in a repeat grand final.
Yes, well, of course, we've got this remarkable scenario where we've got two teams that are winless in Brisbane and also Collingwood. And, I mean, this is like a final for Collingwood tonight, playing at the Gabatoir, where Brisbane are just absolutely dominant. And, of course, Brisbane's been a bit of a bogey team for Collingwood, even though they played out in one of the great grand finals last year. Brisbane's run of six wins in a row against Collingwood was a record between 2020 and 2023, and the grand final broke that pattern. So Brisbane have had the woods over Collingwood, and the last time they met at the Gabba corresponding last year, it was 33 points. And I'm expecting a bit of the same. This is a real muddle for Collingwood to try and get themselves out of. Does Craig McRae stick to his usual plan? Does Darcy Moore lift? How can Darcy Moore lift the team after he's not playing well himself? Do they add some sort of spark in the middle of the ground? Do they throw an Isaac Quaynor in the middle? Because we know how good Brisbane are in the middle.
Quaynor in the middle.
It's left field, but it's, you know, what do they do? Because they're going to have to negate the Lachie Neals, et cetera, in the middle. So a spark's got to come from somewhere. It's going to be really interesting to see what sort of rabbit out of the hat Craig McRae pulls tonight.
He might only get the ears out tonight, I think. Who do you barrack for, Matty?
Personally, I'm a Western Bulldog. I was brought up at the Witten Oval as a kid, and a lot of cold days at Waverley Park and the MCG watching the Doggies. But it's funny, isn't it? I called the Dogs game last week against Gold Coast, and no real bias crept in, I hope. I think if you got me out in the outer with a meat pie and a can of Coke, a bit of bias had come out. But when I'm in the box, I remain pretty neutral.
Matt, what's your gut feel? Is it a Collingwood hangover, or has just everyone just outpaced them over the summer and actually beaten them in this race for improvement that every team talks about? Craig McRae said, we thought we'd improve, but we've clearly learned we haven't improved enough. But what is it? Is it that they just have fallen back into the pack, or is it a hangover?
Well, I think my take on it is that we keep thinking of the invincible Collingwood that we saw through 2023, where we all believed for so many weeks that they were the premiers. And then, of course, it got very, very tight at the end, didn't it? It was really, really tight. A couple of teams could have made the grand final that didn't. It was a 4-point game on grand final day.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm not really a great believer that teams have done the videos for 3 or 4 months and worked out a way to beat Collingwood. I think every team knows how to beat each other. It's just, can they do it on the day? And I think Collingwood, they're just maybe not hungry enough after they've put absolutely everything into it, 130% to win that premiership last year. And as you say, they're just being outpaced now.
Yeah, I think there has to be a mental drop-off. I think that's real. They are humans. They've lived on the edge for 2 years. Hey, Matty, your tip for tonight?
Brisbane. I have to say, I agree with that mental side of things. I'm going to say Brisbane by 4 goals.
I love it. Yeah, I think they're just getting a little bit frazzled, but they'll have a crack tonight. This will be their last throw of the stump. So here's a text you'll like. Matt Hill is my favourite race caller since the Silver Fox, Ray Fewings. That's Ethel from Ethelton.
Hello, Ethel.
Yeah, hello, Ethel. She's 95. Good on,
Ray. To my belief, Ray Fewings is still around. In fact, yes, I think he trains some greyhounds.
Yeah, he does. He loves the doggies.
The Silver Fox. And just like Ray, I don't mind a scotch and coke.
Good on you.
Well, go and have one now. No, after the game. We don't want you pissed when you're calling, do we? Hey, good on you, Matty. Really appreciate your time. Stay away from the pub.
Good on you, boys.
Here he is, Matt Hill. He's an absolute ripper.